celebrating 25 years of the band. If you haven't seen a live television version of this song on YouTube, I urge you to watch it. It's on Irish, I think it was on an Irish show in the 80s. Is for me one of the best like televised Irish performances. And that song in particular, in a weird way, hearing that sounds more like Christmas to me than Fairy Tale in New York. It just brings back all kinds of memories of Christmas time with my family. Prior to that, it was Shane McGowan and the Popes featuring Sinead O'Connor, and the song's called Haunted. I thought that was important to play because, you know, we've lost two incredible Irish artists this year, and I just love the contrast between Sinead's angelic, beautiful voice and Shane's kind of raspy, you know, more beleaguered kind of vocals there.
And I just wanted to add also, like, that song originally was recorded for a soundtrack, and I don't think, I don't know, there was an interview and Shane was talking, I'm not sure, shortly after, Sid and Nancy soundtrack. And he's like, I wrote it before I saw the movie. I don't think he was really a big fan of the movie. But anyways, they redid it with Sinead for this, and I think this version is much stronger. Although the other version's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. But this one is really, I'm glad you selected this song. And also Shane and Sinead were linked. They were friends. And throughout their career, there's always a back and forth with them. And it was nice to include that in this set as well.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to both of them. And then before that, we heard it's a Pogue song called Rain Street, but this is a live version with Joe Strummer on vocals. Shane actually wrote this song off of their album Hell's Ditch shortly before leaving the Pogues, or at least going on hiatus. There's a funny anecdote in Joe Strummer's biography. I think this is around the time where he's in what he called his wilderness period.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really sort of reflecting, taking a look at himself, and I think he decided to give up drinking, only for a phone call to reach him to invite him to join the Pogues, which quickly scuppered those plans. But I love that song. I love Strummer's take on it as well. It's off of the Live in London records.
From 91,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great selections there, Kieran. And before that, we had a couple tracks kind of in the middle with a non-cover. And then before that, we heard a couple more tracks. Adam, what did we hear?
We heard the title song from If I Should Fall from Grace with God, a really energetic song that followed their Christmas classic, Fairy Tale in New York, as a single. It actually reached 58 in the UK chart, so it did very successful there. It was actually re-recorded at... Originally, it was on the Straight to Hell soundtrack in 87, as we've already discussed about the lineage of that soundtrack. This subsequent recording, I think, is the superior one. And I think this highlights something that we haven't really touched upon too much, because we talked about the humanity, we've talked about the narrative aspects of his songs, but he had a strong spiritual aspect as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I refrain from saying religious exactly, because I think McGowan had a very unconventional idea of the soul and of God. But, you know, he did really emphasize that in so many of his recordings. In fact, I think what's really important about noting his viewpoint of humanity and generosity is that it really stems from the sort of spiritual idea that he had. And he's really carried with him throughout his recording with the Pogues. And I think that's why you have such a broad contingency of Pogues listeners and fans, people who come from very, I guess you could say, more rigid religious backgrounds and very atheist, very what's the word I'm looking for, secular backgrounds as well. With that said, it's just a really powerful song that I think, again, is imbued with humor, but does show that aspect of his songwriting and his concern about the soul in addition to the body. And we started things off there with what was it, Waxy's Dargle, that was from Red Roses for Me.
And I think we're going to continue with another set, starting off with a song that Shane wrote, but did not perform here.
That's
right,
right, yeah. So this, again, features a member of the Dubliners, the lead singer, Ronnie Drew. I think Ronnie actually asked Shane to write him a song, and this is what he came up with, this really profound, arresting kind of song that is about the Irish famine, and it's called The Dunes. And then after that, I've got two songs lined up after that. One of them for me is, I think, Shane's greatest vocal performance, and it's also one of my favorite Irish songs. And then after that, a song called Rainy Night in Soho, which is, for me, my favorite, other than Pair of Brown Eyes, my other favorite folk song.
All right, so let's get started. We're going to hear The Dunes by Ronnie Drew here on Revolution Rock.
A couple of years ago, I was making a record, and I asked Shane McGowan for any songs that suit me. So he sent me this song. It's a song about the famine, the great famine in Ireland, which happened between 1845 and 1847. And at one stage, people in a certain part of the west of Ireland, in County Mayo, they didn't have the strength or the ability to, the land to bury their dead properly, so they were reduced to burying them in the sand dunes by the seashore. And he wrote this song called The Dunes. I walked today on the cold grey shore where I watched when I was much younger, while they built the dunes upon the sand for the dead from the great hunger, for the dead from the great hunger. Although I was a doctor's son, I gazed in fear and wonder as they perished from the raging plague that come in with the great hunger, that come in with the great hunger. When I watched at the age of four in 1847, the mounds they built upon the shore, they seemed to point to heaven, they seemed to point to heaven. The wind and the rain have worked away, the dunes, they're all uneven. The children kicked the sand around, and the bones, they are revealed then, and the bones, they are revealed then. My brothers and my sisters died, my mother only 24, and I alone survived to see the potatoes grow in plenty, the potatoes grow in plenty. As we died in vain, they stole our grain to put upon their tables. The dying covered the dead with sand and danced while they were able, and danced while they were able. And the fiddler played, we drank poteen, then ate the last of the berries, then knelt and said the rosary. Round the mounds of dead we'd buried, round the mounds of dead we'd buried. I saw dark shadows rise up from the sand, dance all around the dunes. They danced the rattling dance of the dead to a set of mournful tunes, to a set of mournful tunes. A crack of lightning split the sky, the rain on the dunes it poured. I left them lying where I shot them down, the bailiff and the landlord. Then I went for a drink in Westport. I walked today on the cold grey shore where I watched when I was much younger, while I built the dunes upon the sand for the dead from the great hunger. For the dead from the great hunger.
A hungry feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And I'll triangle when jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Oh, to start the morning, the yourself and that old triangle when jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Oh, the screw was peeping and the lark was sleeping as he lay weeping for his girl sighing, and the time was dying as the like lay crying in his present self, and that old triangle went jingle bloody jangle. There are 70 women, and I wish it was with them that I did dwell. Then that old triangle could go jingle.
A long time down all the years, down all the days, and I've cried for all your troubles, smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms. Night in Soho, the wind was whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrows, you told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song, to all those little girls and boys. Sometimes I'd wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, of the past. I'm not talking of the first times. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over, we may never find out what it means. A lot I hold before me.
You're tuned in to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We're here for Joe Strummer Day, celebrating the music and influence of The Pogues and Shane McGowan and his just work as a songwriter. And we ended off with a song, one of many, that is great in his discography, but this is one of the strongest, I think. Rainy Night in Soho.
It's certainly one of my favorites. It's what, again, I consider one of Shane's masterpieces. This is his lyrics at their most kind of direct, simple, but not, I don't know how to say, there's still a real like maturity to it. I've often told people that I think this is their most sophisticated song, and sophistication is probably not a word that many people associate with the Pogues.
Yeah.
But there's something, not only because of the name that Soho, which refers to London, there's something like really metropolitan sounding about this song. It could almost be, I'll think of like New York or Montreal or Dublin even. It's just something so classy about it, and really, really sweet as well. Nick Cave did a pretty good cover of it. I say pretty good because I honestly, to this day, I believe that I haven't heard a cover of a Pogues song that is better than the original. But he played it on piano at Shane's funeral, and it was very touching. And again, this is just one of my favorite opening lines. It's just, I've been loving you for a long time, which I think is fair to say for all of us about Shane.
Yeah, and something I just wanted to add, like you were talking about how you think it could be New York, even though the title and the lyrics, that's something that, like, obviously the Pogues are very entrenched in Irish music, but it's something that, despite that fact, it didn't matter because everyone could identify with it regardless of your background, which I think is an amazing thing.
Yes.
One little fact I do want to bring up. This was released as a single, and this was actually the song that caused the discord between Shane McGowan and Elvis Costello during the recording sessions, because there was a version that was mixed featuring a cornet, and then another version that Costello preferred with an oboe. Now, McGowan greatly preferred the cornet version, and so this caused the schism, which inevitably led to their breaking apart. With that said, though, even though predominantly the cornet version was the one mixed and featured on the EP and on the well-known single, there were Canadian editions of the EP that used the oboe version instead. So if you happen to have that lying around somewhere, you have that EP and you pull it out and you hear an oboe rather than a cornet, you have a very rare piece of Pogues memorabilia on your hands.
I just want to say I love how invested Adam is in the Costello Shane McGowan beef.
I believe they did make amends eventually, but yeah.
Adam's stirring it all up again.
He loves to gossip.
I've always said this about him. So before that was The Old Triangle, which featured on the Pogues' debut album, Red Roses for Me. Again, not lyrics by Shane. This one's interesting. On the album itself, it's attributed to the Irish playwright and poet Brendan Behan, who is referenced at the opening line of Streams of Whiskey. One of Shane's heroes, a very like kind of bohemian, an Irish Republican, and a big drinker. But there's some confusion about the origin of it. I think it featured in one of Behan's plays, but he didn't write the song itself, but he popularized it. And then it became even more popular after it featured on the Pogues album. It's my favorite Irish song, and it is my favorite McGowan vocal take. I just think it's, again, just highlights what a great singer he was. And before that was Ronnie Drew with The Dunes, a song that was written by Shane McGowan for Ronnie Drew. In terms of final thoughts, I think we've sort of covered is that Shane was a real champion of marginalized people. They featured in his songs a lot, where his songs, I think a real hallmark of them is that they could be lyrically bleak, but the music could be so joyous and uplifting as well. This song I'm closing out with, like I did wonder whether to play a more kind of a standard sort of you know, like a mournful kind of
somber
song. But then I thought, no, that's not really in spirit or in keeping with what I think he was all about. And I think it's a very Irish way of looking at life, where if something sad and bleak confronts you, you kind of smile through it, sing through it, and face it head on. And you know, I think this song in particular captures that for me. It's called Sally McLennan, and it's from Rum, Sodomy and the Lash. It's about someone who's gone far away, but there's always the thought in your mind that you'll see them again and have a joyful time with them again.
I think that's a good note to end out on for this episode. Thanks for joining us, Kieran, for this episode. And that's it for this episode. Let's get to the song. We're celebrating Shane McGowan's music here on Revolution Rock.
Well, Jimmy White, I'm on again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He served the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn, and they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours, where the elephant man brought storm in his neck, and he had too many pairs. So I sat to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked into the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Oh, we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by, the times were changed, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sid Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I tried the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down, and took the booze and horses to the men and drank the brown. I heard the sight of Jimmy's making money far away, and some people left for heaven without warning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang them a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. Sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can, to the greatest little boozer out of Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people may have scared the crowd, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again.